Blog Talk Radio.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Never let the money make me. What's up with all this hating you bitches been doing lately? They smiling in my face, behind my back they try to play me. Ain't tripping, man, it's gravy. When you pay her, she pay me. Why would you try to save her, man? That's not even your lady. Why would you try to save her, man? That's not even your baby. I swear my life is crazy. Been pimping since like 18. I'm acting like I don't. I know exactly why they hate me. I'm counting money daily. Departed from the act, girl. All my flights one way. I don't know when I'm coming back, girl. Selling white, girl. Selling black, girl. I thought you already knew that I was a mad girl.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating on me?
Snaking these niggas be faking. I know they all be hating. No, they hating on me. They steady waiting on me. Took the lead, no racing on me. All you bitches pacing on me. All you bitches basic on me. Simple minded, crazy, crazy hoes. Ain't fucking with you hoes. Bitches don't know what they want. Getting money, what I'm on. Rolling up, getting gone. And they hating. Still blowing out my phone. If it ain't about the money, baby, you can leave me alone. Why they gotta hate? Cause I'm good, cause I'm great. Know I'm out here making moves. Don't go making no mistake. I got a mind and a mission. No time for these niggas, boy. I'm on a mission. Leaving wishing, leaving wishing.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating?
I'm from. The sun barely shine here. Niggas ain't 30 yet. Walk around with white hair. When they killed Marshall, I prayed it was a nightmare. Sometimes I go to sleep and I wake up and he be right there. My mind playing tricks on me. My friends wanna hit a lick on me. Gotta watch everybody, they might snitch on me. These OGs even treat me like they big homies. They don't wanna see you eat. They want you on your back and not your feet. Ain't no 401ks in the street. Ain't no phase when it's beef. Still running for police. I gotta make it rap and I'm walking to hell. Only black people taking up the sale. You deserve to die if they heard you tell. Ain't no money for healthcare, they making more jail. Akron fucked up and it's full of hate. Full of hate. Soon as you eat, they gon' want your plate. They speak horrible about me but don't know my case, bitch. Take them on their last ride, just coming late.
Look into my eyes and try to feel my pain. You know how it feels to be left out in the rain. And every day somebody's judging me. Worry about my life and how I live in these streets.
Look into my eyes and try to feel my pain. You know how it feels to be left out in the rain. And every day somebody's judging me. Worry about my life and how I live in these streets.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this evening. I hope you guys are having a blessed Tuesday. My Tuesday is very irritating. Just a little TT. Just a little because I don't know. I tell myself I'm not going to do certain stuff or let certain stuff get to me. And then shit happen, and then it gets to me, and then it just sells off my whole energy, my whole aura. It makes me late for shit. It makes me miss appointments I'm supposed to miss, like be there for, and it just throws me off, and it just makes me want to shut down. Like, I'm the type of person, when I'm going through shit, I don't really care to talk about it with people, because it's like, as soon as you tell people your problems, or what you got going on, or what you're going through, like, the minute they get mad, or, like, fall out with you, it's just like that's the first thing that they do is just tell your business or just throw that shit up in your face. And if you're already going through something that's hard for you to deal with, hard for you to cope with, the last thing you need is somebody basically knocking you down. Like, sometimes people really don't be knowing. People really be going through shit that makes them want to give up, that really makes them suicidal and really makes them want to just be like, fuck this shit. Like, I better be better off just dead. Like, everybody already acts like I'm a burden to them. Motherfuckers acting funny, moving weird as fuck. Like, and it don't even gotta be that people is moving like that. It can just be like the stuff that you're going through make you feel like that, and you just start thinking these negative thoughts and shit. And then when people show you negative energy or just be negative to you, be rude to you, or kick you while you already down, like you could be trying your very best. Like, you could really be giving your all. Like, you could be pulled in multiple different directions, and the stuff that you're being, like, shunned on or saying you're not good enough or you could be doing better, even though you know you probably could be doing better, it's like, damn, like, I'm really already giving my best. The last thing I fucking need is for you to tell me how good I could be doing better. Like, I'm already fucking trying. Like, you don't even know, like, I'm giving, like, so much of myself right now, and you telling me how I'm not doing how much I should when I already fucking know that is not helping me. You're basically making it worse for me, to be honest. You're making it, it's just like you just messing up my energy. You're messing, like, you already being negative and I'm fighting negativity on a daily basis. And for you to add extra negative shit to me, it just be like, it just make you want to shut down. Like, so, it's not really a good Tuesday, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, because I'm not going to get on here and fake. Y'all know me. I don't sugarcoat shit. I'm not about to act like everything is perfect, because it's not. I never portray myself to be something that I'm not. Everybody got their bad days, and it actually was an okay day. It started off good. Like, I asked God for some more hours and shit today, And it's crazy. I ended up telling my job, and they're like, yeah, come on, we need somebody. Like, and boom, I got the hours that I asked for. Like, I literally asked for it, and God provided it just like that. But the devil just is trying to work a little bit more harder than him today, and it just, I don't know, it just kind of went left. But I'm not going to bring that negativity to my show. I did want to just get that off my chest. Y'all wonder why I'm sounding a little like, That's why my energy is just kind of like, I got to reshift. I got to reevaluate. And to be honest, I need to just cleanse. It's a lot deeper than that, because it's hard to cleanse when you constantly get put back into negative energy, into negative space. It's basically like you getting rid of those negative vibes just for you to go back in the same environment. So it really don't help. But nevertheless, I'm here. I'm thankful. And I basically know, that everything gonna be cool. You feel me? Like, if he brought you to it, he can get you through it. That's a motto that I really, like, strongly believe. And I really live by that. Like, it's been so many situations where I just, like, how the fuck is I'm about to get out of this? Or why me type shit? And if he brought me to it, he gonna get me through it. So, amen on that. So, shifting into some positive energy tonight, I do have two topics for you guys. And if one, if you follow my page on Facebook, I started this a discussion today, because that's kind of pretty much where I can have those discussions. I'm trying to work on where I can do it in a different way, so everybody that's actually like tuning in on the radio can actually like do the same thing, which it is an option on my page for y'all to talk about certain stuff or whatever. But so my question basically was, earlier today I asked my Facebook friends, basically, could you date someone, like date someone and then like dating to be in a relationship, not to just date and then that's it or nothing like that. Like, could you date someone and potentially get in a relationship with them, but you're not sexually attracted to that person, but they're a good man or they're a good woman? I got a lot of feedback, which I was happy with. I thought it was going to be kind of like one-sided. I thought people was going to be like, nah, I ain't on it. But I feel like from what I could see on my post, it may have been half and half. More kind of people said no versus yes, because people feel as though sex is something that's like one of the main important things in a relationship. And if you're not sexually attracted to somebody, when you look at that person, you don't think, damn, like, I can't wait to fuck the shit out of them, or I can't wait to suck his dick and watch his toes curl. It's like hard for you to even want to have sex. Like, you ever been with somebody who was like not really your type, and you just try to talk to them, and then get to talking about sex, and then just feel weird, like, ew, no, like, don't touch me, like, this is not that. So a lot of people did agree. They did say that they couldn't do it. A lot of people said sex was important to them, that they needed to basically have that sexual connection, like looking at you, have that vibe, that energy to want to basically jump your bones. That way they can know, like, if they really want to be with you. Oh, no, not really want to be with you, but I'm not going to say that. Scratch that part. They did say basically like being sexually attracted to somebody is something that's important to them or whatever. I did have some people who said the opposite. They said basically getting to know a person, if they're a good person, knowing their energy, knowing their soul, and connecting with them on a level that's more than just sexual. They want to actually, like, if you actually want to build with this person, like, they said they'll take looks out of the equation, and they would basically entertain an idea of a relationship with them. A lot of people felt like they could teach that person how to satisfy them sexually, and a lot of people felt as though they was basically saying how in the past when they did try to have sex with people who they were sexually attracted to, they were usually assholes. So it was like, yeah, I like you, I'm sexually attracted to you, but at the same time, outside of sex, we don't even click, we don't work. Like, you just some good dick to sit on, basically. Or you just some good pussy to fuck. Like, y'all sexual energy together is phenomenal. And that's kind of, I think that could definitely be true. Like, you can be with, meet somebody, and it could be like y'all sex is great. Like, that person bring out the freak in you. Like, you feel open with this person. And, like, it's different. It's like, oh, shouldn't you already like them before? Yeah, 9 out of 10, you probably already like them. Y'all probably already looked at them and seen how they look. You probably already had an idea of what y'all sex could be like. And then you actually had sex with this person. And y'all both, like, fucking the shit out of each other. Excuse my language, but it's only so, I can only be so honest when I'm talking about this topic. And y'all basically have good-ass sex. Like, the sex is amazing. Y'all basically, shit, y'all make each other come good. Y'all both can come multiple times. Y'all got the cinema to keep up with each other. It's fun. Like, ain't no situations where somebody like, oh, no, don't do that. Or, you know, like, he could just be on whatever. And you, like, never met somebody who was, like, into that freaky-ass shit. And maybe he that one that bring that freak about you. But as far as everything else, he probably just fucking sucks. You know, it's one of them things where I'm going to hit you up when I want to fuck, and we may hang out, we may go on a date, or we may just not type situation. Other people did say teach them as far as being able to teach the person how to please you, how to satisfy you. They feel as though sometimes a relationship and a bond can be built on more than just sex. Somebody expressed how nowadays they feel as though people don't get to know each other first. They just instantly jump into bed with one another, and then later on down the line realize they have nothing in common, or how they really don't really care for this person. So those was just kind of the two different things that I had got. I did have someone express how they wouldn't even do it. They would still be that person's friend. They would still talk to them, and they would have a good relationship. They would even look out for that person if they really needed them to or whatever. But they said they wouldn't want to do that because eventually they would cheat. They admitted that if they're not sexually attracted to you, and y'all tried it and the sex wasn't all what it was, and they couldn't teach you how some people were saying, it was just like, it was a situation where they just felt as though they was going to cheat and end up hurting that person. And instead of cheating and hurting this person's feelings, that they would just rather be friends with that person and spare that person's feelings. Which I feel like is understandable, and I feel like it's respectable, because as much as people don't want to admit it, like, if you're not satisfied sexually, 9 out of 10, you probably are going to go cheat. I've talked to many different people, and some people, like, they could really have somebody who is good to them. They cook, they clean, they got a nagger, they, you know, they're a good person. They love that person, but sexually, they are not satisfied, and it urges them to cheat and step out on that person. Now, I'm definitely not saying that that's right. Because, of course, it's not right to just cheat on your person. Nobody deserves to get cheated on. No spouse deserves that type of treatment, especially if you claiming that you love this person. But I did have someone admit that that's possibly what could happen. I know a lot of people kind of just stuck to their word as far as if that person treats them good, if that's something that they would just sacrifice and put up with, because you would mess around and, you know, miss out on a good man or a good woman based off of a sexual experience, and you missing out. And you basically, like, settling for somebody who basically only satisfies your needs sexually. And we all know in a relationship, that's only one part of the relationship. It's multiple parts of a relationship. It's multiple things in a relationship, just as far as, like, how your communication skills are, your loyalty, your love is, how you trust someone. I feel like those are, like, some of the top things in a relationship to make a relationship good or make a relationship bad. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm talking a little bit fast. So let me slow down, take a deep breath. It's kind of hot. My head is kind of a little sweating. If y'all know, y'all in the same area as me. It's been hot. I ain't going to complain, though, because in a couple more months, it's going to be snowing. And I hate the snow. I don't like driving in it. And I'll go into hibernation. Like, I don't really come outside unless it's for important shit. And then that's it. I hate the snow, so I'm not going to complain about the heat. But shit, I'm out this motherfucker cooking, and it's hot. If you want to lose weight, this will be the best time to do it. Just wrap yourself up in some saran wrap and put on a sweatsuit and go sit outside and go sunbathe. I bet you lose about 10, 20 pounds. Just make sure your hair and some braids or however it is so you don't care if you get messed up because you're definitely going to sweat. You're definitely going to shed off 10 pounds. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then when we get back, we're going to go ahead and finish our topic. And the topic tonight is, would you date someone who you weren't sexually attracted to, but they were a good man or a woman? We also have another subtopic. Could you be in a relationship with a man or a woman whose mother was disrespectful to you? Like, and I mean disrespectful, like she's in your business. If you guys have a fight, she knows about it, and she's coming to you trying to check you and trying to physically fight you. If you guys go to our website, earcandyradio.com, you guys can see exactly what I'm referring to. You'll be able to check out the article as well as along with the post. You guys can call me and tell me what you think and tell me if you've been in this situation or what would you do if you were in this situation. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be right back.
Was cute, where that beat again?
Man, this beat singing to me, man. Fuck it. I'm about to just let my soul cry on this bitch. I ain't never did no rap capping, so y'all really ain't got no choice but to feel me. Feel me?
Hey, look, come vibe with me and feel this beat. It's time to listen. We live a life up in this vibe. Each day is repetition. You looking artist in the love deep down is competition. We building vibes, breaking codes, don't nobody listen. These niggas fucking off, they breaking down your mental. It's even find me with the hoes, just watching with the pistol. It's all life, boy, some time they ain't with you. They taking time to fill you out to use it all against you. This shit crazy, you just gotta keep your focus. Keep your mind from crashing out, you pray nobody notice. Oh, my lonely sister Kia, don't you keep me coping. Devil keep provoking me, he making it feel hopeless. It's all deception, like I'm looking in the mirror. Can't fix the issues with yourself, it's fucking with your spirit. They all fold to you, don't feel nobody with you. Just keep your problems to yourself, they'll never get the picture. They'll never get it, and you definitely done explaining. Steady running to the ridges, they'll never know it's raining. No picking sides, I'm tapping out, that's definitely what my lane is. They hating on me now, let's run this back when I get famous. I keep stressing, if you lost, you better find your purpose. Don't leave an open path, for foes will easily come murk you. Maneuvered in position, fiending for some faith and growth. They checking for me lately, feel the pressure at the dough. The kids straight, they'll never want or need for shit. Too many lessons learned, the levels I never quit. Too many lessons learned, levels I never quit.
You good, T-Money? Niggas been counting me out. I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, it's hard as it get. I do not throw powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my niggas is broke? What good is first class if my niggas can't? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the Rolly right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gon' be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, adept in the change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you no money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. Was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing their names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones was lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand, I'm dead in the middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young nigga Kodak. Reminded me of young niggas from Phil. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many niggas in cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fail. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail, nigga. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand don't make you real. Money and your phone will make you real.
No, I'm not hiding, trying to take away my pride. No, I'm not fighting, got the Uzi on me. Try again, and I'm gonna let. The Jada tie is bound to go. No more keeping it on the low. This is my takeover show. The Uzi on me, try again, and I'm gonna let.
how all my diamonds bleed. And yeah, they hate and sending texts in my cell phone, but I won't hesitate to put it to their fucking dome. Talking shit, but we'll pull up at your fucking home. So if you hate and just leave us the fuck alone. And no, I'm not hiding, trying to take away my pride. Got the Uzi on me, try again. And I'm gonna let them know that Jada Ty is about to go. No more keeping it on the low. This is my takeover show.
Cause I'm taking over. No, it's not over. Cause we're taking over. Yeah, I'm taking over.
Okay, welcome back, guys. Welcome back. I appreciate you guys for listening and tuning in this evening. You guys can go ahead and check out the Air Candy Radio website. That way you can check out all our blogs. And we have a lot of good blogs up. If you guys haven't seen one of the most interesting blogs that I think we have right now at the moment. To me it's interesting. So I'm going to say my opinion. It's interesting. And it made our website, of course. And it also made World News. I actually seen it today on World News. So I'm like, oh, that's so great that we already did that blog and now I see it on the news. But we had it first. So that's always a plus. But long story short, a family was at Disneyland and they got into an altercation. And the way this man was hitting on this woman, like, it was just amazing that so many people was around. And the fight itself lasted for over, 3 minutes, almost 4 minutes, probably a little over four, for real, for real. And this man, he was, like, punching these ladies out. And from what I seen in that video, it looked like they were all together. It looked like they came together. And whatever happened, words was exchanged between the two that originally started the fight. And from what was said, the girl, I guess, had spit on him. And he reacted. And when I mean he put his hands on this woman like she was a man, bruh. He was punching her out, like, knocked her ass out, like, more than once, though. More than once. Of course, if the fight lasted over 4 minutes, he hit her ass a couple times. And then only that, her friend, you know, another female that was with him also, she tried to break up, you know, them two in altercation. And he started punching her out. It took about 4 to 5 people to get this man off these ladies. They didn't knock the granny down, okay? And the granny, you know, them little scooters that you ride around in the park. Granny riding around on the scooter. She didn't got up off the scooter trying to jump into the altercation to break it up, y'all. And they did not granny down, y'all. She on the floor laid out. It's not funny. So y'all should definitely go ahead and check out that blog. Check out the video. It's kind of disturbing because, of course, I don't support domestic violence. I don't support nobody putting their hands on nobody. But that girl was wrong if she did initially spit on him. I'm not going to say he's right for punching her, but it's definitely some consequences if you spit on someone, for sure. But he's definitely not right for, neither one of them are right, to be honest. She's not right for spitting. He's not right for putting his hands on her. On top of that, the children were there. They were crying. They were screaming. And, like, as people, it was a black family. So I'm just put that out there. It was a black family. And they just made black, just look bad. Like, I don't know why, but it seems like the media kind of portrays African-American people, black people, whatever term you want to use, in, like, a negative light, and they, like, get a kick out of that shit. They get a kick out of us acting like animals. They get a kick out of y'all fucking embarrassing yourselves in front of y'all kids. Like, y'all didn't even think about the kids. Y'all didn't think that one of the kids could possibly get knocked over, get hurt, or even hit in an altercation. And then my thing is, Disney, where the fuck was security? How did an incident literally last for 4 minutes? And y'all have to go on the website. Y'all have to watch the video. He was literally punching them. It was a man. He tried to help the girls. It didn't help. It literally took about 4 or 5 men to get this man to stop and for them to separate. And then when the security finally actually came, when they finally decided to come, you know, help the situation or, you know, assist in the situation, honey, no offense, I know elderly people definitely need jobs and they definitely deserve it, for sure. But in that instance, them security guards was, I don't feel as though they were going to be able to help that lady. Them security was older in age. Literally, they were a lot older than that man. And if it took four of them to get the man down, how did y'all think these older security guards was going to ever be to get this man down? So I just feel as though, you know, both the male and the female were wrong in this situation, because at the end of the day, the children could have definitely got hurt. They could have got injured. I mean, they could have went to jail, and then where would the kids be going? Probably into custody of CSB. They no telling if y'all actually live down there, if y'all were just tourists going on a visit. So now your kids got taken away from you in a whole different state. So I just feel like as parents, we kind of just starting to think about our children before we react and do certain stuff. Because at the end of the day, you would think that somebody wouldn't try to, like, get you taken away from your kids. But on God, man, it's really people out here who are trying to trick you off the streets. Like, unfortunately, like, they will. And when I mean trick you off the streets, for those of you that are not hit to the lingo, it's basically like putting you in jail or killing you. Like, that's how blunt I could put it. They're trying to trick you off the streets. They're trying to take you away from your family. They're trying to take you away from the things that are important and the things that are that matter in life to you by either putting you behind bars, because everybody knows if you go to jail, it's a lot harder for you to take care of yourself, your children, your family, financially and physically, because physically you're not there. You can't do shit. You can't keep your kids no more. Physically, you can't go to work, so you're not making any money. 9 times out of 10, if you miss too many days at work, you're probably going to end up fired. You're going to have a record. It's going to be harder for you to get a job. So now financially, you're going to struggle to take care of not only yourself, but these children. And at the end of the day, all this could have been avoided if people just acted like adults and just walked away and said, fuck it, or decided at this present moment, this not the time, this not the place to have this conversation. So let's just get to the issue and let's just continue to have a nice time for the sake of our children. And not only that, they put other people in danger, other bystanders. They was there, of course. Y'all know when something go on, 9 times out of 10, a lot of people, they be nosy. They want to see. They want to watch. Unfortunately, we live in an age where everybody want to record. That's how we were able to get the video. Somebody else recorded it, put it on the internet, and, you know, our radio station, as well as other news outlets, got a hold of the video, and they're talking about it. And I feel like that's another thing we need to try to fix as a society itself. Stop recording when you see bad shit happening to people. Don't sit there and bring out your phone. If you're going to pull out your phone, call for help or something. Like, I'm not one to go, oh, yeah, call the police on them. Maybe be in jail or all. Like, no, I'm not that person, but I'm definitely not that person that feel like it's okay for you to record someone when they're brutally being attacked. Like, as a woman, you know you can't be, well, I'm going to say all women, but most women, because you got some big, bulky-ass women out here who probably could beat a man's ass. Like, let's be real. But in most cases, a man is physically stronger than a woman. He's always going to overpower her. So I never really understand how men get a kick out of putting their hands on a woman when at the end of the day, you're already physically stronger than her. You already have a greater chance of taking this woman down, of hurting her. You know, yeah, you may leave with a couple bruises and bumps because, I mean, let's be real. Somebody put their hands on you. We all know. We learned this in school. You're either going to fight or you're going to flight. Them is your two instincts when you get into either not even altercation all the time, just in a situation to where you have to react quickly. You're going to either fight to the death of you to make this shit not happen, or you're going to give in and you're going to shut down. However that is, you either may shut down and take whatever beating you're going to get or whatever the case may be and just lay there and pray that the attack be over sooner than later, or somebody be smart enough to intervene and say, no, stop. But, yes, it was a lot of things wrong with that situation. Security did not get there in a timely manner in my eyes, and they didn't have a security equipped enough to handle the situation because, like I said, it was a bigger man. He was wrong for putting his hands on a female. At the end of the day, as a man, you know you're more physically stronger than a female. So for you to put your hands on a woman, and like, I just don't feel that. I don't respect it. I don't think that shit is okay. Because at the end of the day, you already got, I'm going to say at least a 75% chance, probably 80 chance for referral of winning. Because 9 times out of 10, either if she's not bigger than you or stronger than you, you're going to overpower her. Unless she finds something and crack your ass upside the motherfucking head or pull out a gun and shoot you. And if you put your hands on her, she's not wrong. Now, for women, y'all need to stop putting your hands on men or spitting on these men thinking that they're not going to react. Because there's definitely men out here who was raised and who feel like if somebody put their hands on me, man or female, I'm going to fuck them up, period. And unfortunately, it's not okay if they think like that. Maybe if that's how they was raised. Or maybe they just feel like, even if they wasn't raised like that, that's just something that they feel as though, you put your hands on me, I'm putting my hands back on you. You was bold enough to hit me, you could be bold enough to take this ass whooping. So we cannot be out here putting our hands on each other. We need to start protecting our children and be more observant of our surroundings and what we're doing and stop making a fool out of ourselves. Like, you rarely see positivity of African-American people in the news. Ever, like, so let's just stop that shit. That's fucking embarrassing. We way better than that. Y'all need to hold yourselves to higher standards because you fucking embarrassing not only yourself but your damn kids. Your kids gonna be able to look up this years from now and see that mommy and daddy was fighting and messed up their whole family vacation trip. So get it together. Other world news. In the society today, I also seen. In world news, a little boy was crying and pleading with his father to not call the police on a black man. The Caucasian or white man, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call him, I should say, felt as though the African-American or black man was trespassing. Mind you, they were in public, though, so I don't know how he was trespassing, but he felt as though he was trespassing. And again, somebody was recording, and you hear the dad on the phone trying to talk to the operator with the police, and he's trying to tell them the location and give them the details of what is going on, and you just hear the little boy in the background crying, begging and pleading for him not to call the police on him. I can't really interpret why the little boy did that. I'm going to take a wild guess and say probably because African-American men are getting shot down on a daily basis by police officers, and he probably seen this and heard about it. He probably was scared as shit for that man's life. So big up to that little boy, because in the end, they found out that the man was not trespassing. He actually did nothing wrong. And in this case, now you can get in trouble for calling the police. Well, you always have got in trouble for making false police reports and false police calls. You're basically taking the police away from a more important situation. It could have been someone else that actually needed help, and you're calling off of a suspicion or off of basically ill intent, because it's a definitely a reason why you felt that you needed to call this man, the police on this man. I really don't know how to speak on that topic. Well, I do know how to speak on that topic, but it's not really much that we can really say, because unfortunately, in the world we live in, we do still have people who are bully and victimized and basically racially profiled off of their skin color. So that's a whole nother topic that I feel like I'm going to touch next week, because I did share, if, like I said, if you guys follow my page on Facebook, it's the Deanna K Show. Make sure you guys go like the page so you don't miss a beat. And somebody shared children basically hugging. It was white and black children. And the caption was basically was, nobody tells kids who they cannot, can and cannot play with. Wait, no, it was kids. Basically, kids don't see color. And they don't know who they can and cannot play with until somebody tells them not to. And I think that's very true. You know, kids, they just go off of energy. They go off of, if, you know, they want to play. If you want to play with them, you nice to them, 9 times out of 10, they're going to end up being friends. It's not until somebody say, you can't be friends with that person because of this or because of that. So, and we definitely will talk about that later on a different show. That's a lot that goes into. I have a whole umbrella of stuff I can touch on with that. Like I mentioned, police brutality, that can be stemmed from that conversation. Just a lot of other things, and that's going to take up a whole show, so we're going to go ahead and divert for that. But I do want to give a round of applause to that little boy, because not all people see color. Not all people judge people off of their skin tone, their sexuality, or who they think they may be. And I think it needs to be more people like that in the world. I think the world would be a lot better place if we take out a lot of things. If we take out the color of someone's skin, if we take out their sexuality and remember that they're just a human being at the end of the day, we might treat them a lot different and things might be a lot better. I did kind of call off the topic, but that's okay. You know, if you listen to my show, I usually always go off the topic only because I got so much stuff to talk about. Usually the topics that I pick is basically they can stem from one topic and end up being multiple topics just because how depth and how deep we can go. It just depending on how deep, you know, we want to go. So if you check out our blog, you check out the website, earcandyradio.com. Candy is spelled with a K. I'm on the very front page. Well, I didn't know either. I didn't know Erykah Badu and Ricky Smiley were dating. But they're dating. And basically, she took to Instagram and she posted a nice, lovely picture of them. They were both smiling and they looked really nice. And she basically shared with the world why they are no longer together. And it's because of his mother. His mother, I'm going to go ahead and read kind of the post, or I'm going to just skim it and let y'all kind of know what it was about. But basically, she was just expressing how she loves him, but his mom will not set up their business. So that's how I came up with the topic. Well, actually, the topic was given to me, I'm going to be honest, because it kind of related to what I was talking about earlier in the show about dating someone, if you were sexually attracted to that person, if they were a good person. If they were a good person, but you weren't sexually attracted to that person. So, long story short, them two, Ricky Smiley and Erykah Badu, basically had a disagreement, or they had a fight, or, well, they had a disagreement or whatever. I'm not sure if he ran back to mommy to confide in her or the case may be, but she stated that Ricky Smiley's mother they fought three times, physically fought three times. She said she beat the mom up each time, but she said the last time she got her, she showed up basically at one of her shows. I was waiting on her backstage. It was on some on-site type shit. She came off the stage. Erykah Badu came off the stage. And she said she didn't really notice her at first because she kind of blended in with Mary J. Blige's dancers. She threw some shots at Ricky Smiley's mom. She said that she was a little bit tinier in size of her body because she was on drugs. And you know, when you get mad, you throw shots at people. So, unfortunately, she did call her a crackhead. Sorry, left the drugs. But she basically said that the mom hit in her jaw, snuck her, and they got to going at it, and they tussled. And basically, she pressed charges on her. And she felt like every time that she off the stage, when she done with a show, she said, that's why y'all see me taking off my jewelry after the concert, when I'm done performing, giving you all that good energy and that good vibes and giving you all that old soul that people missing in music nowadays. shit, she be prepared to fight because she don't know if his mother will be there to blow down and try to whoop her ass again. So basically, she said she gonna rock her ass next time she square up with her.
Like, for real, or is they playing?
I don't know, because you know how Ricky Smiley is. Like, he's
right.
A jokester. They're always joking. So you won't really know. I think we won't know until it's all over and said and done with. But if it's true, like, she's calling his mom bitches. They didn't actually fist fought. Now, y'all, I comment on her shit and everything. I'm like, so, like, I'm like, what's the problem? Like, why she, he ain't stopping this. He ain't said nothing, like, he ain't told mommy to go to his business. Like, how would y'all feel if the person that you're in a relationship with, mother, is in your business? Like, could you deal with that? Like, could that make...
First of all, he got to be the one telling her all
this. Exactly. That's what I said. That's why I'm like, I don't know. In the beginning, I'm like, I don't know. He ran back to mommy. And, you know, because some men are mama's boys. And I know my son gonna be a mama's boy for a fact. So, and I do want my son to feel like, you know, he can talk to me about anything. Not saying I'm gonna be in his business or be like, you know, or trying to attack his girlfriend and fight her, but we all need somebody that we can fight in. And if you got a good relationship with your mother, who else best but your mom?
Right.
But how, like, could you actually be in a relationship with somebody whose parent was in your business? And it got to a point where y'all physically had a physical altercation. Like, y'all fighting like y'all is females in the street. Like, y'all don't know each other. Like, initially, when a man is dating, his mother and his wife or his spouse or his girlfriend is probably the most important people. Not including kids. Gotta put that disclaimer in there. Nobody's more important than the children. I feel like the kids should be before. We ain't gonna get into that topic, but the kids are important, but we're talking about as far as the mom
but
and the wife.
Then the kids.
Yeah, we're not even gonna get into all that. That's a whole another debate. Everybody got that whole debate. But one of the two most important people in his life are fighting, and that's good, kind of hard for him. I mean, how can y'all have family dinner if mom always wanna take your girlfriend's head off? Or girlfriend always feel like she gonna jaw your mom. I'ma beat this bitch's ass. You like, that's my mom, babe. Like, I don't know. I don't think I could deal with, to be honest, because at the end of the day, he's always gonna go back and tell his mom. It's one thing to tell your mom the business and for you to confide in her. It's another thing for her to physically try to check me about something that's going on in our household or in our relationship, because we don't know if they live together or not. But in our relationship, something that we need to be talking about and working out, and you bring your mom into it. And not only are you bringing your mom into it, but you're bringing your mom into it. And now she's physically assaulting me. Now I got to feel like I got to watch my back. And we can't even have a nice family dinner no more, because I don't know if she going to, you know, eat my potato salad or throw the shit in my face at this point. You know, it could go either way. And I feel like for him, that's hard too, because why aren't you speaking up for your woman? Why are you not saying something? And why do you feel the need to always run back to your mother when you know how she gonna react? You probably know how she is. You probably know she gonna be on that, I'm gonna beat that bitch's ass type shit about my son. Like, why would you even put yourself in the middle of that and have to choose between your woman and your mother? So, I don't know, that definitely could be a deal breaker in a relationship, because at the end of the day, sometimes it's not always best to have outside people in your business. Like, at the end of the day, you forgive your spouse for certain things that they do to you. And whether you admit it or not, but if you messing with your spouse and y'all have problems or issues, and you say, despite the problems and issues, no matter what it was, you know, you accepted what was going on, and, you know, you stay with your partner, and you're going to deal with it. You want to work through that with your partner. But, you know, you could forgive that person. Like, okay, you over it. Y'all might have talked about it. He probably changed his ways, or even she probably changed their ways and fixed the problem. But your family, they don't always forgive as easy as you. They still see him as, the nigga that broke your heart. The person that hurt you, the person that probably physically hurt you, the person that's constantly cheating on you, the person that talks to you disrespectfully and embarrasses you, like, they're not as forgiving as you are to your spouse. So sometimes it's not always best to have outside people into your relationship, especially if you're going to go back after altercation or after something happened between them. You're going to go back to them, like, you just making yourself kind of look bad because now you got people in your business and they got you, they looking at you like, girl, that's what you're settling for, like, or bro, that's what you're settling for, like, she don't even do this and do that. You just told us how she was a lazy ass bitch, she don't like to cook and clean, the house be dirty, bro. You gonna settle for that when you really a good dude? Like, you gonna put up with that type of woman when it's a woman out here who a love a man like you? Now the vibe is funny. Now when you come around and y'all try to have, you know, activities together or date nights, or your friends invite them over, now they ain't really feeling her. They don't really like her. They don't really like him. Or it's weird now. You know, he ain't really welcome at TT's house because TT don't like how he did his niece, her niece, you know? Fuck that person. It's how she feel, and he ain't welcome at her house. So now it's a conflict of interest because now you got to choose between the person you love and your family. And either way it goes, you lose because somebody's going to feel some type of way after the fact. Your family's going to feel some type of way if you stop showing up to family functions and events just because they don't like him or her. And then your spouse is going to feel some type of way because they, you know, like, you're supposed to be on my side. Like, you laid in the bed with me at night time. I'm the one helping you and taking care of you and every holiday or whatever this case may be, you leaving me to go be with your family, and I want you, you know, so, oh, thank you. So, you know, they could feel some type of way. So sometimes you got to just keep, you know, keep out your business. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, play a couple of these sponsors, and if anybody is interested in getting your business or music advertised on the radio, you always can contact us. We have our media kit. If anybody ever wondering what a media kit actually is, the media kit is our prices and our packages for you guys. And then we have for advertisement, we have different packages available. And if those packages don't work for you, we are willing and able to create your own package designed to fit your business or to fit your music. So sometimes people don't always want what we offer, or I don't say they don't always want it, but they might not need everything that we offer. Maybe they don't, you know, want a month's worth of advertisement. Maybe they're okay with, they have a certain event and they just need that promo for that month or that 2 weeks, or, you know, that's what they want. So we definitely can rearrange and fix it to make it to where you're happy. If you're interested, go ahead and check out earcandyradio.com. Check out our media kits. That is where you can see how much advertisement is. And you can also contact us. There is a contact link. And you can also follow our radio pages on Facebook. That's always kind of a good way to contact us as well. Ear Candy Radio, candy is spelled with a K, on Facebook. And the Deanna K Show on Facebook. Thank you guys so much. And we're going to go ahead and play these sponsors.
Creamy and Kiki Erotic Entertainment. Opportunities available for all women seeking your inner sexiness. For more information, visit earcandyradio.com.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Do you need first aid CPR training to fulfill a job requirement? Or are you prepared for emergency situations? Well, New Era 330 provides adult and pediatric first aid CPR. We also provide basic life support training in our new program, Family First CPR. So check us out on the web at www.newera330.com or give us a call at 330-983-9240.
It's time for... Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey, from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and hell with me. It's time.
Look, they gave a bitch two options. Tripping the loose, used to dance in the club right across from my school. I said dance, nah, fuck, don't get it confused. Had to set the record straight cause bitches love to assume. Mama couldn't give it to me, had to get it assumed. Lord only knows how I got it assumed. I was covered in dollars, now I'm dripping in jewels. A bitch play with my money, might as well fit in my food. Bitches hating my guts, now they say we was cool. Went from making tuna sandwiches to making the news. I started speaking my mind and tripping my views. Real bitch, only thing fake is the boobs. Get money, go hard, motherfucking right. Never been a fraud in my motherfucking life. Get money, go hard, damn fucking right. Stunned on these bitches out of motherfucking spite. Ain't no running up on me, well for nothing to glory. I ain't telling y'all to do it, I'm just telling my story. I don't hang with these bitches cause these bitches be corny. And I got enough bras, y'all ain't gotta support me. I went from rags to riches, went from wigs to lit, nigga. Only person in my fam to see six figures. The pressure on your shoulders feel like boulders. Well, you gotta make sure that everybody's straight. Bitches stab you in your back while they smiling in your face. Talking crazy on your name, trying not to catch a case. I waited my whole life just to shit on niggas. Climb to the top floor so I could spit on niggas. Said I was just trying to steal and make bangers. Tell all these old bitches they in danger. The thing on my hip with bitches in the shape. That's what I call a fucking waist trainer. You gon' run up on who and do what? I think y'all got your story screwed up. I came here to bar, is you nuts? I don't want your punk ass man, I'm too tough. I'm the one that's killing shit, hands down. If you got a problem with me, say it now. Cause I don't wanna hear no sneak dissing. Especially not from one of you weak bitches. I'm on go like I don't see no stoplights. I'm stepping out every day, prom night. So if it's all love, show me love then. Cause you ain't on the bitches, what it sound like. Beat, mo, it's how I give it up, nigga. Hoodie, low, it's time pulling up. Just cause I've been on the road, don't mean I've been on the run. And you gon' have to learn to hold your tongue or hold the gun. And we all know you ain't that type. I smack you in the bitch that you act like. I started getting money, bitches upset. They remind me of my pussy, bitches mad tight. Nails done, hair laid, keep them both laced. Come through stunning with them, roll your bust face. Headshot, headshot, tell them close gate. And no bitch spitting like this is so way. I don't trust no nigga, I don't fear no bitch. Whole life been through some fucked up shit. They say I'm too that, oh, I'm too this. When you see what I see, you end up like this. I walked into the label with a check at. Cardi B on the charge and expect that. Where that bitch that was claiming she a threat? I'ma put a Louis Vuitton with her neck at. They say I'm too ratchet, they say I act wild. I'm starting with the phone like a badass child. They call me sippin' once, tell them try that now. Cardi B, North C, hear that bad sound. Man, I said we gon' win. And me down 9 times, but I get upset. Look myself in the mirror, I said we gon' win. And me down 9 times, but I get upset. Look myself in the mirror, I said we gon' win. And me down 9 times, but I get upset. But I get upset. And me down 9 times, but I get upset, bitch. I'ma make a fuck, bitch, feel me. Said I'ma do a broke, bitch, filthy. So I'ma make a fuck, bitch, feel me. Said I'ma do a broke bitch, filthy. We gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get up 10. Yeah. I said we gon' win. Let me down 9 times, but I get up 10.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. As you heard, Creamy and Kinky's commercial. Their information is also on our website. They have merchandise for you guys to order, so go ahead and check them out, as well as New Era 330, which is located in Fairlawn, Ohio, and they supply you with all your CPR needs. Now, if you're interested in getting advertisement, again, go ahead and check out our media kit and contact us, and we'll be more than happy to put a package together for you. I did play one of my favorite songs by Cardi B, of course. It's called Get Up 10, and basically to me that song is just saying no matter how many times life knocks you down, no matter how many times you I'm not even gonna call it fail, but your first attempt at success. Your first attempt at success, and it does not go as planned, try again. I don't care if you get knocked down 10 times. The 11th time, you get your ass back up and keep it pushing. One of my favorite sayings, and I'm going to keep on saying that if he brought you to it, he can get you through it. And I strongly believe in that. We're going to go ahead and end on a positive note. I am going to play you guys a throwback from one of my favorite rappers and artists who I feel as though was ahead of his time. And not only that, but very inspirational. And if he did not get brutally murdered, probably some of you rappers wouldn't even make it. But thanks, guys, for tuning in, and I'll see you next Tuesday. It's your favorite host.
Something to my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. You clock in, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need, and I ain't trying to catch up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream. I holler about the mic and make it to the light screen. My buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains and pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. No, he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Turf on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I'd get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what
Nip
say.
Hold up. Blah, this ain't entertainment. It's 4 niggas on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates, but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave with some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Tell a hater I said, fuck you, pussy.
Fuck you.
Tell your bitch I said, me, ass up, face down. One night only, I'm from out of town. Hell, new rules, we ain't waiting on it. And if that pussy good, spin cake on it. Plane ticket, hotel, new bag. Chanel, sip sneakers, his and hers. If you a hater, I just got two words. Tell a hater, I said, and tell your bitch, I said.
You talking about, bitch?
Fuck you.